This is Apollo Control, Houston, 51 hours, 41 minutes into the flight. And just a very few minutes ago, the wife of Bill Anders, Valerie Anders, joined us here in the control center. She's seated in the viewing area, which overlooks the mission operations control room. She's chatting with Mr. James C. Elms, the director of the Electronics Research Center in Boston. And Mr. Elms formerly was deputy director of this manned spacecraft center. With her also is Neil Armstrong, the backup command pilot for Apollo 8. This is the first of the wives to visit the control center during the mission. A little later today, we expect to see Jim Lovell's wife, Marilyn. And in the course of the past 20 to 25 minutes, we have backed up some conversation with Apollo 8. We're prepared to play it for you now. This is Apollo Control, Houston. That cleans up our backlog of tape at this point. One item on news conferencing for the next several shifts. We plan a news conference today, this afternoon, at approximately 3:15 p.m. Houston time. That'll be 15 minutes after the change of shift for this afternoon. We'll plan a news conference tonight at 11:15 at that shift break, and tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. All times are Central Standard Houston time. 3:15 this afternoon, 11:15, and 9:30 tomorrow morning. Our distance right now, 168,829 miles. We should, we're to pass into the lunar sphere of influence at 55 hours, 38 minutes, about 4 hours from now. And our velocity slowed down to 3,408 miles. And while we're talking, Mike Collins has put in another call. Let's go back to that.